Alleluia. Lord is good. I see this worship today so wonderful. And the Lord, He'd be glad to hear His worship, because that's every day.
Spirit of the Lord.
And the Lord gives you the reward. You don't go to lose nothing. Because the Lord gives a recompense to you for everything you do for Him. If you do for the people, you don't do for the people, you do for Him. Because the Lord no wants nobody to be lost. Sometimes we get mad for little things we hear or see than somebody else. But it's because we don't know. But the Lord loved that one.
Yes.
He defends that one.
Yes.
Nobody go against Him. Because the Lord loves Him. Because God is love. So we thank you, Father, for another opportunity you give it to me to stand here to obey you to come and talk about your word. Because that's your word. If the people listen, they be glad. If the people not listen, well, a danger he can pay for. Because that's not the word of the man. It's the word of God. So we go to now to Romans 8.
Amen.
Because a lot of time you hear the pastor talk about, but God more. Because you appreciate your life in the flesh. It's all right. It's beautiful. But that's for a while.
Just a while. Just a while.
But the life in the spirit is forever. Has so many difference, the life in the spirit and the life in the flesh.
Amen.
In other words, the flesh is terrible things in this time. So we see we serve. What's going on? And you can stay in the same way. You have to change. The Lord wants you to change. And because the Lord wants you to change, you have to change. And thanks God, because God chose us. I'm not going to say like somebody say, choose you. No, choose us. Because he wants us to go to him. And that's why he sent Jesus. So, we're going to start in Jesus' name. Is something I do wrong? Correct me. Because I like when somebody corrects me. That's why I learn. If you got no correction, you never learn nothing. And he say, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. It's so beautiful. No condemnation, no matter what. The Lord saves you for him.
Amen.
And he said no condemnation. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit. I want to listen to you today. This little message. Because it's so important for you. And important to me. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. Can be better at that.
Amen.
You was lost.
Yes, Lord.
But for God, you know, was lost. He raised you up for him. Because he wanted to give you life. When the person is dead, or whatever is dead, is dead. That don't mean nothing at all. But when we got life, you got some hope.
Amen.
For what the law was powerless to do, in that it was weakness. By the sin, sinful nature. What do you mean that sinful nature? Sinful nature. The one we, after we born, we learn. That mean? All in the problem. Necessity, sameness, anything is so terrible in our life. God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful men. That's why Jesus came in like us to be sacrificed and do many things. Sinful men to be a sin offering. He knew it because Jesus offering his life, he got to be will be lost. But God knows everything. And so he condemned the sin in sinful men in him. And the fourth said, in order that the righteous requirement of the law may be fulfillment of the law, and may be fulfillment in us. See? Who do not live according to a sinful nature. That's true. We are the sinner. But I want to tell you something. You got to do something but for yourself. If you don't do nothing for yourself, God can help you. But if you do, if you try, God then help you the rest. Because you don't live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Spirit. We have sometimes forget about many things in this world. Many things. Because we want to go to Jesus. You know, you stay with the same things all the time. Even after death, you don't find nothing so good. Because you live according to the flesh. But if you live according to the Spirit, God is there. And if I say, those who live according to the sinful nature have their mind set on what or what what the nature desire. But those who live according with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The people is not coming to the Lord. It's like a blind. Is blind. But when you come into the God, to Jesus Christ, the Lord opens your eyes. And open your eyes in the Spirit. And then you see bearer and scare what you see in the flesh. Because then you know about the Spirit. And the same God coming to talk to you. Because you, then you trust Him. Thank God coming to Moses and talk to him. He trusts him. Sometimes he gives a little papa, but that anyway, it's all right. You know? When he say no, 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 when he say yes, yes. So, he do the same way to us. Sometimes we don't understand because we don't feel so comfortable. Because he tried to teach you the lesson. In the verse 6 8, the mind of sinful men is death. Amen. He want to talk to you now because the time coming short every day. Short every day. In this earth, giving the opportunity to Jesus to come to take you with Him. The time is short. We have to know. Nothing is so valuable in this ground. If it's valuable, it's for a few days. Amen. But now that you come, you bring, now that you take.
That's right.
So we have to live carefully. Because one day to the other, never know.
Be ready. Be ready.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
But the mind controlled by the Spirit is life.
Life.
And peace. It's so wonderful. I want to tell you something. It's so wonderful. When you sleep, sleep in peace. And when coming the other day, you feel so good. I am the example. If he tried to do like this, I want to tell you something, I got a problem. If I go straight, he said, everything is okay, lovely.
Amen.
But don't try to go like this, because you got nothing to do over there.
Amen.
The Lord worked with me like he worked with the Paul.
Amen.
With Paul. So, I got to be careful. I got to be careful. When I see something more, something and I don't like it. Oh, I gotta make it straight. You see. And verse 7, he says, the sinful mind is hostile?
Hostile.
Mad at God. Yeah. Hostile to God. And it's those not submit to God, to God's law, nor can it do so. Why? Because all your mind, your spirit, your soul, everything, their brain, everything goes in the flesh. You have to clean them up. We have to clean them up. I am the first one.
Amen.
I believe.
Invite the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. And those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God.
Amen.
And you, however, are controlled by, not by sinful nature, but by the Spirit. Is the Spirit of God live in you?
Amen.
That you mean us anyway.
Yes.
And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to who? To Christ.
Amen.
Even you need dream in the Spirit, because you don't have Christ. Because by the Holy Spirit, by Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit is moving you.
Amen.
Moved you. By Jesus Christ.
By Jesus Christ.
He teaches you to protect you, to save you.
Amen. Your Spirit.
For Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit work in you.
Hallelujah.
Who sent it? Jesus. The Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
But if Christ is in you,
yes,
your body is dead because of sin.
Yes.
You can live the just a little bit in your body for God and the rest for the flesh. He won it all.
Yes, he does. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin. And get your spirit is alive. That means the flesh is dead.
Amen.
But in the spirit,
no power.
The spirit never dies.
Amen.
He lives. If he go to the lake of fire, he lives over there in the lake of fire.
Amen.
Suffering. But if you go to Jesus, then it's lovely.
Amen.
Yes, he's dead because of sin.
And
yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness. And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to you, to your mortal body. But you see the example, Lazarus. In 4 days, he was just a smell. Was dead. But Jesus raising him from the dead. No more smell. Given to eat something for make the body. You know what I mean? So got so many difference. And the mortal body through his who live in you. I be so glad and I love it. I love the Holy Spirit. I love the Holy Spirit because only time I know him more than ever. Every day I know more of him than ever. Because the Holy Spirit, I know only he's in me or because the Bible or the words in the Bible. No, I know him personally. I know him. Because by the time I am in the Christianity life, I don't say I am so holy. I know. I try to make it straight. Only time. But I got the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And he helped me a lot. I said, don't leave me even 1 second when I am sleeping. In the Spirit, where I go in the Spirit, you got to be there with me. Because I know that I know the devil too. I know him. I talk to him. Once in a while, if I need it, to tell him you're not supposed to do that. Yeah, that's not only God. I know him too. That he won't try to fool me in the way. You make a trap to me. But what happened? The Holy Spirit is with me. Uh-huh. And I say, I do that kind of man, right? He said, yes. Then do that to me. I am a son of God. And I see, and some lady said to him, he's a minister. He tell the whole, the devil, he's the minister. Yes, even him, he know me too. He know me too. You know? That's why you gotta be a little bit straight. Yeah. Because he can fool me now. He can fool me now. Before, yes, but no now. No now. Or before. Hallelujah. In the verse 12, we say, therefore, brother, we have an obligation, but it is not to the sinful nature, to live according to it. But if you live according to a sinful nature, you will die. But if you, by the Spirit, you put to death the misdeed of the body, and you will live. That's why we are over here, because we don't live only now.
Amen.
You live now in the flesh, and pass a lot of problem. But then, coming the time,
Amen.
When you go to live, and you don't miss it, this place, because you live in better life. So we have to recognize something. And because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. We are, by Jesus Christ, the Son of God. For you did not receive the spirit that makes you as the slave. Again to fear. But you receive the Spirit of son,
sonship,
and by him we cry, Abba, Father. That's why Jesus said to you, if you need something, you are to the Father. In my name. And I give it unto you. But you have to go to the Father. In the name of Jesus. Because Jesus is the sign. He can give it to you. But if Jesus no sign, you know how.
Yeah.
And the Spirit himself testified,
yes,
with our spirit that we are God's children.
Amen.
You think we are something? We got big person.
Uh-huh.
We are big person. That's why the enemy attacked to us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's right. And they make you so terrible in the life.
Amen.
But Jesus, all the way, is open the door for you. He never closed the door. No. He opened the door for you.